Rafaela Smits owes her stardom music to a gift and to a music teacher who was willing to try something new.
I got my guitar under the Christmas tree, and I took it after to the school, to my teacher. He said, oh, okay, next week there is a beautiful concert. I'm going to watch, and so then we start together. And he went to the concert. He was looking, how do they hold the guitar? And he came back and he said, I know how to do. So put your feet over there and then hold the guitar like that, your arm like this and your left arm like that. And we just started. And I loved it. So I was playing kind of a lot and he couldn't advance as fast as I was advancing. So after 6 months, he said to my dad, you have to look for a real guitar teacher. And my father said, so who should she go to? And he said, it really doesn't matter. She will be a guitar player.
She kept playing and playing. And then at the age of 15, Rafaela Smits left Belgium to study in Spain, an experience that helped define her as a musician and as a person.
People came from all over the world, from a lot, from the States, from Japan, from Philippines, from all over the Europe. And so it was just like, wow, now I finally can do much more than I already did. Also, it was, it touched me very deeply to arrive in a country where there was a dictator. It was so different to where I was educated. I was educated in such a lovely environment. It was all so different. Arriving in Spain, from the first second, I saw all these guns and soldiers. And you can see, I'm mm-hmm. still... It was really a moving experience. There was no social system. There was a lot of poverty. The people who were hurt in the war, they didn't have any support. So you saw them on the street. They were begging. It was a really very incredible big contrast. And I carried that with me forever. And also the way that for me as a young girl, it was possible just to not eat at midday and then I could give some coins. And the feeling that it gave me, like, wow, this is really beautiful, that I'm so rich, I can do that. You know, I was absolutely not rich. But I mean, I had everything I needed. And I had so much that I even could give something. Mm. That was really made me for... one part, who I am or who I became.
Rafaela Smits is now a world-renowned guitarist with more than 20 albums to her name. She chairs the Lemons Institute in Belgium and travels the world teaching and playing guitar. For WXXI, I'm Mona Segetola-Slamy.